This week's Parshas, Parshas Kitisa, as well as Parshas Para. For a begin, I just wanted to dedicate this Dvar Torah, Lezecher Nishmas Rivka Bas Gershon, my grandmother, whose yahrzeit was today, and Yivada L'chaim Rafur Shlema for Rivka Chana Bas Yipora, and Chaim Baruch Ben Rachel Malka. So, this Parsha, Parshas Kitisa, is famous. It's one of the most difficult Parshios to read, because it tells us the story of the sin of the Egel, the sin of the golden calf. So just to quickly run through the story, Moshe's late after he goes up to get the Aseres Hadibros, the Luchos, the Ten Commandments. He's got the two tablets, and he's late, and all hell breaks loose, and we need to replace Moshe, and they create the golden calf. So God turns to Moshe and he says, the people have sinned. They've made an Egel Masecha. They've made this golden calf. And the next thing we know, we have this full-blown discussion back and forth with God saying, I should just destroy them. Moshe says, no. He's able to convince Hashem not to do anything drastic, basically saving the Jewish people from annihilation. So the strangest thing, though, is that here Moshe is so close with Hashem. You can imagine he's the person who gets the highest level of clarity, who's able to receive from God, from Hashem, the Torah. He's the so connected. So what's strange here is here God tells him exactly what happened. And then what's Moshe's reaction? He defends the people. He comes down. And when he comes down, it tells us that he sees the people. And at that point, it says, Vayara et ha'egel, he sees the calf, umicholot, and the dancing. He got upset. Vayichar af Moshe, vayashlech miyadav et haluchot. He threw down the tablets. Vayishaber otam tachar ahar, and he broke them at the foot of the mountain. So the question is, I don't understand. Here Moshe was told by God, Moshe, this is what's going on. So if the act is such a problem, Moshe is so tied in with God, that's enough. God told him. Boom, break the tablets there. But that's not what happens. Moshe then only, when he comes down and he sees the people, and he sees the calf, that's when he throws down the tablets. So the question is, what, Moshe didn't believe God? So you have the saying, seeing is believing. Okay, that's nice. But again, if Moshe is so tied in, and God told him, that's enough. If his reaction should be to the calf of breaking the tablets because there's something wrong here, the Jewish people are not up to receiving the tablets as they were first given. This is, we have today was the second version. The first version was completely coming from God. It was purely godly inspired. There was no involvement of man, which you have in the second set of tablets where Moshe brings up the tablets. So Moshe is compelled to break it, but he doesn't break it until he sees the people. So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't compute, because Moshe is so tied in everything that God's telling him, he sees his perfect truth. So the reaction should be right then and there at the top of the mountain, he should be smashing the tablets before he even sees this. So what's different? What changes? So the Pasuk is Yud-Tet, verse 19. Again, let's just see what it says here. It says, as soon as Moses came near the camp, Vayi kashar karav el ha-machna, Vayar et ha-egel u-michalot. He saw the calf, but then he saw something else that God had not told him about. He saw the michalot, the dancing. At that point, his reaction is, Vayichar af Moshe. That's when he got angry, and he threw down, and he broke the tablets. Now, just as a fact check, was God happy or not happy with Moshe's reaction? The answer is at the end of the Torah, it tells us that Hashem was very happy that Moshe had done something on his own, that he was had done the right thing. His reaction was proper. Le'enei Kol Yisrael, Rashi tells us, is referring to the fact that he broke the tablets in front of the people, right in their face. So perhaps you want to take it there that he had to do it in front of them to teach them a lesson, but what did he see? He saw something else that God had not told him about. He saw the circles. He saw the dancing. So what's the takeaway? Is what Moshe's reaction was, the idea that they sinned with the golden calf was not a good thing. It was a horrible thing. We suffer even till today, it tells us, because of this sin. So this was a major catastrophic event. But it didn't necessarily deserve the breaking of the tablets and breaking the original transmission of the Torah. But what happened? What happened was when Moshe saw the dancing, it's one thing to mess up. It's one thing to sin, to do something that's not correct. But when he saw that they were dancing, they were rejoicing, that they had created circles of where they were so entrenched in what they were doing, at that point Moshe said, this is totally lost. So that it's one thing to mess up. When we make mistakes, so okay, you made a mistake. When we dig in, when we entrench, and then we become so deeply involved in justifying or rationalizing that we become like to the point of celebration, that's where there's no leeway. So here Moshe is hearing it from God. Okay, they sinned. He's defending us. No problem. When he comes down, he sees us dancing. It's like, okay, this is a waste. This is a loss. So we have to really internalize this, because this is something that needs to always be, it's a very important lesson in life. And what's interesting is, this is not a coincidence, but this week we have the Parah Aduma, the red heifer, which was at the time, we don't have it anymore, but it was the opportunity. You take this heifer and you slaughter it and you burn it and you take the ashes, and it's something that has the ability to bring a person from the spiritual impurity and to bring them to Tahara, to spiritual purity. So it's here, pretty unbelievable. It says that it's the mother, the heifer, that comes to clean up the calf's mess, so to speak. But the idea is that we see that we can mess up, we can make a mess, but we also have the ability to clean things up. The Parah Aduma is the ultimate symbol of the fact that one can go and fall to the lowest levels of impurity and can be raised up and can be purified. And so just a quick idea that we saw this week from the Sif Seichein, beautiful idea. We're entering in, we're coming close to the month of Nisan, which is the beginning of a new year. It's the idea of the first month. And Hashem tells us, HaChodesh HaZalachem, this is the month that's new. This idea of a month, so when it starts, it's an opportunity to start fresh. And Nisan is the most fresh of all. It's the beginning of the entire cycle of the year. And so implanted, embedded is this idea of renewal. And so here we have the Parah. Before we start, before we enter that realm of renewal, we start with the Parah, which is the ability for us to cleanse ourselves, to be able to elevate ourselves, to become pure, and then from there, to enter into the realm of renewal, to bring us to the holiday of Passover, to Pesach. So we should be zocha, we should be blessed, that we should be able to tap into the power of Parah Aduma, to be able to recognize the fact that we are, wherever we are, wherever, whatever messes we've created, we always have the ability to cleanse ourselves and to start fresh and anew. And as we're getting close to this new month of Nisan, which is the power of renewal, we see it, God willing, we'll have spring soon, we'll have some warm weather. The idea that the world comes, the earth comes back to life, that idea, the power of regeneration, that we should be able to tap in, cleanse ourselves, and then be able to really elevate ourselves and to be able to start fresh and anew. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.